My name is Fu Liangxin. I'm from a PhD student from East Carolina University. Today I'm going to talk about deep sequencing identify the cotton microRNA roles in response to drought and salinity stress. Needless to say more, cotton is one of the most important economic crops in the world. We cannot have no cotton in our life. Although cotton is kind of relatively stress-resistant species, abiotic stress does negatively affect cotton yields as well as cotton fiber quality. So developing abiotic stress-resistant cotton cultivar is meaningful to increase land usage and the local farmers' incomes. The other role in my talk is microRNA. So microRNA has been studied for more than 10 years. It's largely clear microRNA is a class of non-coding small RNA, which can bind to RSC complex and acts on the target's mRNA, either by the mRNA degradation or translational repression. It has been shown plant microRNA play very important roles in development and stress response, like the leaf and flower development, oxygen response, and various stress response. In cotton, some microRNA were reported to be expressed differentially in response to the stress of drought and salt, as well during the fiber development stage. But the research of cotton microRNA roles in response to salt and drought are still limited. That's because cotton microRNA identification still fall behind the other model species. There are only 78 cotton microRNA registered in the microRNA database. So obviously there should be lots of microRNA in cotton to be identified. So in our study, we employed high throughput small RNA sequencing to identify the microRNA and their target. And based on the microRNA expression comparison, we can detect microRNA specific or differentially to the response to the drought and salt stress. And finally, we can enrich microRNA and then target involved in the stress response as well as the fiber development through the literature mining and goal and the KEGG-based analysis. So we construct three small RNA libraries, treated by the control, salt, and drought. Only 10 days seedling were harvested for the small RNA sequencing. We used our previous software, MERV DeepFinder, to identify the microRNA. In particular, we mapped only the cotton digital of from Lambda is available, so we combined the EST and the GSS database from the upland cotton and the digital from the Lambda as our data source to identify the microRNA precursor. And in the end, we assembled the EST and the GS database respectively in order to validate the microRNA precursor identified from the D-genome. So each library generates a total of 70 million reads, in which 16% reads can be 100% matched back to the EST and the GSS database. However, about 54 About 54% reads can be successfully mapped back to the D-genome. So if we just use the EST and the GSS database, we might miss a lot of potential microRNA. Among the no microRNA category, microRNA accounts for the largest part, up to 26%. We compute Jaccard index. It shows that the sort and job treated library displays the most similar. Overall, the size distribution of the redundant reads and the unique reads are the most similar among the three libraries. Like the matched redundant reads, most of them range from 21 to 24 nucleotide. This result indicates our sequencing for the three libraries are comparable and reliable. So we detect out 709 no microRNA families and a total of 342 microRNA precursor were identified from the EST, GSS, and the Lehmann D-genome. Consistent with the read mapping back to the D-genome, most of the microRNA were from D-genome, in which 67 microRNA was found to have homolog from the EST and GSS, as well as assembled EST and GSS database. And the microRNA star is considered to be one of typical microRNA features. Here, we got 1,076 microRNA with the microRNA star at least one sequencing libraries. And we also detect 19 microRNA cluster in 39 identified microRNAs. So we compare the microRNA expression abundance among the three libraries. So we found that many microRNA have response to the salt and gel treatment. For the strain-specific microRNA, 71 and 58 conserved microRNA family were expressed specifically to the gel and salt treatment, respectively. And similarly, we also get 25 and 12 microRNA were specific to the gout and salt. And 13 microRNA were specific to the gout and salt. For the normal microRNA, 2 and 6 microRNA were specific to the gout and salt when compared with the control libraries. In addition to the specific microRNA, we also get a lot of differential expressed microRNA. So a total of 80 microRNA were found to have a significant expression difference between either two samples. And both gels and treatment induced 28 downregulated microRNAs, respectively. 18 and 13 microRNA were upregulated in the gel and salt treatment. And 33 microRNA were expressed differentially to the salt and the gel. And our heat map showed that both conserved microRNA and the normal microRNA displays the most similar when compared to the control libraries. This is also consistent with the comparison of Jaccard index. So this is the list of differential expressed no microRNA families. We used p-value and fold change to define differential microRNA. For the microRNA target, we used our another software, targeted a line to identify the migrant target. A total of more than 1,000 coding genes were predicted to be targeted by 255 conserved microRNA and 40 novel microRNAs. And this identified target include many well-known translation factors like the MYB, AB2, TCP, as well as some other important genes like cellulose synthesis, sucrose synthesis, salt-sensitive protein, drought-resistant protein, and other stress-responsive proteins. Based on the analysis of target genes function, geoterm classification, and KGG pathway enrichment, we categorize these target genes into 12 types, such as apoptosis, cell cycle, stress response, fiber development. This indicates the microRNA we identified might be involved in this function. This is the microRNA and their targets involved in response to drought and salt, like the hydration responsive protein. And this is the microRNA and the target relate to fiber development, like the MYB genes, cellulose synthesis. Our GO term classification and KGG pathway analysis reveal that many microRNA targets are involved in the response to the drought and salt response. So given the time issue, I don't list them, each of them in details. The another question we want to ask is that the identified the microRNA, how identified microRNA acts on the gene that have been reported to play important roles in the response to salt and drought. To date, there are more than 6,000 and 5,000 the paper related to the salt related to the search of drought and salt stress. So it's nearly impossible for us to go through each of them. Here, we use the citation rank-based literature mining to highlight the microRNA and the target responsive to the stress of drought and salt. And this citation rank algorithm were first raised by Dr. Yang in the Journal of Bioinformatics in the research of drug adverse reaction. So I transferred the idea to our. In fact, the citation rank algorithm is similar to the Google search algorithm, PageRank. The main idea is that the more links, the more importance for a website. So when applied to our literature mining, the idea is changed to be kind of like this. The more citation, the more importance for genes. And a PubMed entry is the link between the genes. This is the formula we used to calculate citation rank according to the citation ranks algorithm. So remember, citation ranks is context dependent. So if we use the citation rank in different topic or context, it would become senseless. So we performed citation ranks analysis on salt and drought separately. This is the whole pipeline for us to analyze the citation ranking. We start from keywords and retrieved the PubMed from gene bank, as well as the genes appeared in the PubMed, and Consider that these genes come from different species and different families, gene families. We use the osmer to classify the homolog groups. And then we encode citation rank in pair to calculate citation rank's value. And then based on the citation rank's value, we can guess the top important genes. And finally, we align our microne targets against the top important genes to detect homologs the microRNA target, and finally build connection between the microRNA target and the top important genes. Then we can figure out what the microRNA and the microRNA targets that are top important for the salt and drought stress. So considering the citation rank is just the algorithm, there's no any software to implement the software. We programmed the whole pipeline, the above pipeline, to the soft package named the ranker. It will be available soon from our website because we are just preparing the manuscript. And this is the top genes, microRNA and the genes important for drought response, like the MYB3R's transcription factor. And this is top microRNA and the genes important for salt response. So this is the microRNA regulatory network obtained from the top microRNA and the genes important for the salt, the drought response and salt response respectively. So based on this regulatory network, we can understand the microRNA's function and microRNA and the genes function in a more complete way. So quick conclusion. 342 microRNA precursors were identified, and at least the 80 microRNA expressed differentially in response to salt and drought stress, and many identified the microRNA target are related to the salt and drought responsive protein, as well as the fiber development. And finally, citation rank-based ranker sort out the importance of microRNA and the genes to the stress of drought and salt. Thank you. I would like to take your question.